the article says, in terms of being the crux glorioso, the glorious cross of Christ, what is your interpretation? What image do you give in your life through this story? Allow me to briefly provide certain images. First of all, we were without a cross up on our ceiling for 2 weeks. Not our ceiling, our roof, I should say. And most of us didn't notice it, but my facilities director said, "Father, if we don't fix it soon, that cross is going to come down right in the middle of Georgetown, and guess who will be sued?" So we took care of it. We have a brand new cross on this roof of our church that's good for 100 years. That's good to solve. But other images, we looked at this wooden cross during Lent, a Lenten journey. What's its meaning? It's round, it's wood. We'll be using it for on Good Friday, and we'll be invited to meditate on it. It's much larger than the original cross that Jesus probably was crucified on. But it gives us an image, a way to symbolically enter into this story of the Passion. The story that's conveyed here, the story of the wooden one, and on Sunday, next week, we'll have our glorious cross again. Stay tuned. But before we get that, we are invited this week to consider, what is the cross? Where is the cross for me? Some little child made a cross out of the palm. It's a hobby that some people do, and some people have the St. Bridget's cross. It's a creative way. So many ways are we invited to interpret and imagine the cross. I invite you to look around the stations. Our religious education students, children, have an image that they interpreted each station. Even our children are meditating, trying to assimilate the power of the cross to give us hope, to give us a sense of participation in Jesus's agony, the 14 stations. And we commemorated on Friday, we'll have again this next Friday afternoon, a commemoration that St. Francis of Liguori many years ago imagined, from the condemnation that we heard from Pilate all the way up, Cyrene, taking the cross. Of course, Jesus nailed to the cross, dying and being brought down from the cross with his mother grieving. It's an invitation this week, this holiest of weeks, to imagine the cross of Christ still happening throughout the world. What are those moments of suffering, those agonies and anguishes that need hope and healing? Last evening at this time, I was with a family whose beloved father and husband passed away after many years of marriage. They're here tonight. And I know the cross has a different meaning for them. Into your hands I commend my spirit. They were the last words I said to my father when he was dying on Easter Monday many years ago, giving him consolation, whispering in his ear, the last breath. Into your hands I commend my spirit, giving him a sense of peace and giving us a sense of hope. This vow cross, it's a friend of mine who died many years ago, and I was given it. Each Jesuit, when we take vows, are given a cross, and we are often buried with it, or it's in our room for our lives. It's a way of saying, identifying with the cross, not just the suffering, but the glory of it. It's a powerful story that the early Christians, for centuries, did not have an image of Christ on the cross because it was too shameful. As they were establishing a religion, they didn't want to have the worship of God in a shameful way. But now we lift up the cross, and we're invited to interpret it for the crosses of our lives. And we're invited not just to look at our crosses or our families, but to carry the cross of Jesus with those who are suffering. It's an invitation of depth and breadth. Notice, it's a vertical and a horizontal symbol. The deafness of birth, life, death, and resurrection. the horizontal way of connecting the whole world and all time and all the universe. Perhaps, as my brother Jesuit, Brother Guy, who works for the Vatican Observatory, wrote an article on that dark hole that was discovered this week. He says, we are invited that Christ is even there in the mystery of the universe. This is what we lift up throughout the universe. It is a gift. It is a connection for all of us today, yesterday, and forever. So my brothers and sisters, imagine the cross, interpret it in your lives, and in the lives of those who are suffering today, and in the lives of those who are being born, for the lives of those who are dying. This is our great hope, yesterday, today, and forever.